Good morning. We're talking about the question is, can a katan be yotze with a lulav which is not his? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Reish Nun Ches is a katan chav ches brings a machlokes in this regard. That the first opinion of the Mishnah Berurah brings is that a katan is not yotze with a lulav which is not his. So you will not have filled the mitzvah of chinuch by giving him a lulav and not being makdeh to him. But you might have no choice because you need to do your mitzvah d'oraisa or other adults' mitzvah d'oraisa afterwards, or your mitzvah d'rabbanan the next day, and your mitzvah d'rabbanan takes precedence over your chiyuv of chinuch for the child. But then the Shabbat brings an opinion and says that there is some achronim, this is the end of Sivkotan Chavches, which say that Mrs. Chinuch will be you'll fulfill the Mitzvah Chinuch with a bar and lulav. And he brings that this is the opinion of the Mordechai, which is one of the Rishonim, in the name of the Ravan, which is one of the earlier Rishonim. So the Sharatzion, when he wants to explain this halacha, and this is in Sharatzion, Sivkotan Lamed Vav, he says this opinion holds, the second opinion holds. The mitzvah chinuch who rakal etzem hamitzvah will apote mitzvah. The etzem mitzvah, the defining elements of the mitzvah. Of course, he has to get a esrog. It has to be a kosher esrog, etc. Whether he owns esrog or not, that's not something intrinsic in the item itself. That's something which will not be ma'akev the mitzvah chinuch. And Ramesha in a tshuva suggests that the machloikus is the following. Is the mitzvah chinuch to train the child to do the mitzvah, to do it when he's an adult? And so as long as the child sees how to do all the elements properly, even though ownership is not given to him, as an adult we'll assume that he will get ownership and he will do it properly. So he's learned all of these steps of the process properly, and ownership is a side issue. Or alternatively, the mitzvah chinuch is for a katan. There's the chazal, in order to train a child in mitzvahs, put a chiyuv on the child to do the mitzvah. Well, the child has to do the mitzvah, he has to do the mitzvah properly. You can't have him do the mitzvah and not do the mitzvah properly. So when a child does chinuch, is the child fulfilling a mitzvah derabbanan of chinuch, his own personal chiyuv, or is it just a din of the father to be mechanech of the child? Well, the child is not really fulfilling any mitzvah, the child is not of an age of mitzvahs. The father is just training him for when he is a gadol. So this is part of the way Ramesha understands the machlokes between these two opinions. The assumption of the poskim seems to be that the Mishnah Berurah does feel comfortable with the second opinion. So if a person has no choice, he has multiple children, he can't be makdeh, he only makdeh to one child, and he only has one lulav for the children. Multiple children are going to have this issue. There's no haknoah. We're going to have to have the children be yotze with a barud lulav as opposed to lochem, and rely on that opinion. So that's regards to the issue of chinuch on the dalad minim. Interesting question. Which this is a side issue. The issue of a katan being kind of not being being able to be marked up. You have a scenario, sometimes you have boys who have a rubbish businesses. They go and cut the rubbish and they sell them. So, Mirabotan, they're able to be marked. So for the mitzvah Rava of the minig of Hashanahs, that's a minig Yisrael, it's a minig of the Nevi'im, but for that, a cutting, there's no tanai of Lochem. If you need a replacement of the rubbers during Chol HaMoed and you're not in the Beis HaMikdash, so look at you don't need Lochem, it's just to me, it's a borrowed one is sufficient, so the cut knows it and he's giving it to you. But if you're buying them for the first day, so you're buying from a cotton who is the Moicher, would that be acceptable? Or do we have to be concerned that the cotton has no ability to be makna to the Gadol and the Gadol? So a Gadol should avoid that situation where the cotton is the owner, having purchased it from Hefker, or having purchased it from a supplier, and then reselling it, you have some very geschickt young men who are involved in these type of things, but not the greatest idea to be your source for this mitzvah because of the concern of haknoa. Okay, so we learned a few new connections over here regards to the din of chinuch. A, we see that the even things which are ma'akev in how to do the mitzvah, but that we want to train the child to do the mitzvah in the proper way, so till he can do nanuim, not chayiv. The last point, the Mishabura points out that even though we are makbid on the idea that he has to be able to do nanuim, even if he cannot do nanuim perfectly, the way a gadol should do it with the kiskusim, etc., that might be sufficient. So Mishabura and Siman Tov Reish Zayin, so Kadim Beis says, if he can do nanuim, marluchu maybe malo merit. He goes forward and back, up and down. The Sharatzion says, in Sekhatan Beis, afilo imeno baki mamash ben nanuim, kibisim in tafresh nalav, even if he's not full baki and all the details of how to do nanuim, he's old enough to do marluchu maybe malo merit. That would be sufficient. So we said earlier that really the cotton should be able to do all of the steps. But I want to point out that the opinion of the Shaburi is that that's not necessary. He reaches the age of chinuch when he can do the basic elements of nanuim. Have a good day.